Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Some of your mind just said,
yeah.
Play the song of a plan.
Yeah.
Speaking on the world, speaking on the topic. Y'all better not be flocking.
No.
Should know how we rocking. If you got any statements, then you better leave a comment. Just say it.
Multitasking at its finest, it's Say It Radio. I'm Miss Sandy. It is Friday, September 14th, 2018. How y'all doing? We are live, having a live show. As I said, multitasking at its finest. We got Solo. Solo.
What up,
how are you doing today?
Shit, I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm feeling relaxed, relieved, released. We're celebrating my mom's retirement. She retired yesterday. She's 65 years old. And we're out here celebrating. So y'all going to hear some real life event, real conversation going on tonight. You want to chime into today's discussion, do so by calling in at 646-668-2574, or you're just going to listen in www.blogtalkradio.com/thehourshow. Now, you said you was cool. What has your week been like, though?
I made me some money all this week, so it's been crazy.
Making some money, consistent.
Right.
You know, it's like your consistent
right.
answer, like forever, for everything.
I get
well,
consistent money. What I'm supposed to lie?
No, you're supposed to do that. That's what we all supposed
right.
to do. But also, you know,
right.
even when you like we paper chase it and getting that money, I think having a peace of mind and knowing your value is important as well. You know, I had a very difficult week this week, but I felt like my value wasn't appreciated, or I felt devalued, which stripped a lot of motivation from me. So at that point, it's not about the money. It's sometimes about respect. I appreciate the hustle. I appreciate, you know, getting money, but from a peace of mind standpoint, that also weighs. That's like that could come in as priceless to me, in my opinion. Don't make sense.
What'd you say?
I said, do I make sense or
no.
do I not make sense?
No, I'm talking about the last part you just said. What'd you say?
No, I was saying that, you know, getting extra money or getting money, that's important. But sometimes, you know, when people sacrifice their value or, you know what I'm saying, who they are in that chase of that money, it's sometimes the money's not worth it.
Well, I'll tell
Does
you this. Comes to that, what you just said, you got like two down. You got a few different options. Like, here's your options when you're thinking like that. Do you want to sell drugs? Do you want to rob people? Do you want to do criminal activity to get money to be able to help yourself? Or do you want to go work a damn 9-to-5 job and legally end up stacking your bread over the next 3 years to invest in yourself, no matter how much shit you got to eat? Do you want to do it that way or the other way, where you can be your own boss, but you're risking your fucking freedom in life? Or do you want to eat some shit at a 9-to-5 job for the next 5-10 years so you can save up the money to invest in yourself legally? Like, which way would you want to play? You only got two options. You know, so you got to really think about which one you'd rather get shit for.
Yeah, I mean, the ideal thing is to work for yourself. I think that, you know, the entrepreneurship is the way to go. And not many people,
Yeah, but how are you going to get the money to be an entrepreneur? How are you going to get the money to invest? Are you going to sell? Are you going to do criminal activity to get the money? Or are you going to work a 9-to-5 and eat shit for 5 to 10 years to save up the money legally? How are you going to do it?
You know what? Are you asking me personally how am I going to do it?
No, there's only two options everybody's
or
got. You're either going
like
to do criminal activity
question.
To get it. You're either going to do criminal activity to get it so you can absolutely be your own boss and risk your freedom in life, or you're going to work a 9-to-5 for 5 to 10 years and need all kind of shit to do it legally. Like, which way are you going to get the money to invest in this stuff? You got two different options to do it. Which way are you choosing it?
No, I'm always going to go the legal way. I'm not going to put myself in a position where my freedom can be taken. I can be taken away from my kids or anything
right,
like that.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to.
You know what's funny though, Sandy? You know what's funny about them two options though, Sandy? I don't mean to cut you off, but you know the people that get it illegally.
You mean to cut me off? You always cut me off.
No. Hold on. Just hear me out though. The people that get it illegally. They will tell everybody, look, this shit beautiful, bro. I get to wake up when I want to, do what I want to, whatever. But then they end up getting locked up or dying. And the people that work 9-to-5 jobs, they always complain about their damn job. But in the long run, when they stack their bread up, it's a lot more beautiful because they get to keep everything that they work for because it was legal. So in the beginning, on the illegal side, in the beginning, it's beautiful. In the other side, on the 9-to-5 side, the legal side, in the end, is beautiful. So you get what I'm saying? It's two different worlds, but we only got those two options to get money to invest in ourselves. We're either going to do it illegally fast or we're going to do it legally slow. You get what I'm talking about? We only got two options, though, everybody on the earth. So it all depends on what you want to do.
I disagree with that. I don't think there's only two options. There's a way
How
to
else
get
you gonna
things
get money
legally,
to invest in yourself?
But you have to have the mindset. We don't cut me off. You have to have the mindset of whether you can even invest in stocks. You want to flip houses. You know, there's so many other ways that you can look at it. There's so many other options.
To do that?
I think so many people, they're narrow-minded in their viewpoint on how to find solutions. They always see their black and white. There's so many.
To do that?
You have a wider, like, frame of thinking and a wider eye, I guess. There's many other solutions out there. You know,
like
but.
What?
You know, if you say legal or no legal, that's your only way. And the legal way to do it is a slow option, not necessarily. I just think you just, you know, there's
well, what's your option
way,
then? Break it down to me.
That's that. You keep quite cutting me off.
Break
Y'all
it down.
Say your radio solo always cut me off. Are you listening now?
No, not okay. If you ain't gonna break it down. You can move on.
No, so I just think there's other ways to do it. But you know what? This is Say It Radio. I know I'm doing this live.
Like
I'm doing my mom's retirement. Celebrate. Retirement. And me and Solo both in heads again. Can I get a shot of Patron Silver? Double. Shot of Patron. That's what we do. Say It Radio. Say It Radio. Yeah. Yeah, listen, me and Solo, we're bumping heads again. But I just think there's different options outside of legal. No, I guess
like
it's legal
what?
And non-legal and illegal. And
like
legal
what?
May not necessarily mean the slow option. You
like,
know,
what's
there's
your
other ways.
Though?
As I said, if you know how to, if you got the money to or the knowledge to learn how to buy homes, not using your money and investing in properties and flipping or
break it down
you
for
know
the people
the
then. What you sitting there back streeting for?
You cannot afford to invest stuff you can't afford to lose. But I just think there's different
You ain't
ways.
Gonna break it
That's
down.
All I'm saying.
You ain't gonna break it down, you know? You ain't gonna tell them about how to do it, huh? You just gonna talk shit.
I don't know, but I just know I don't know all the details.
That,
so any listeners
you don't
out there,
know,
you,
but
know
you know
the details that you want to educate us about. Please do so by calling 646-668-2574. Just because because I don't know just because I don't know how to break it
how
down.
How the fuck can you speak on something
don't
you don't know anything
it.
About?
You said what?
How can you speak on something you don't know all that about?
No,
like,
I know
what the fuck are you
options.
Doing?
It's like I know, like.
Like what though?
I know,
break
like,
it down to us. What are
ham,
the options?
But I know there's other meat. I know there's chicken. I know there's ham. I know, you know, I know there's other meats. I mean, I know
no,
the details,
what are the
but I know there's
that
other
you're talking
options
about,
out there.
You said there's other options. What are the options? Let the listeners
I just
know.
Told
like, what are the other options?
Oh, okay. So they said I was the waiter at Cheddar's. Over. Sucks. So I know there's other options. You know what I'm saying? Just because I don't
like
know
what?
All the intricate details of those other options, I know there's other options.
No, what are
now
the other options?
We
ain't got to go into details. Just what are they?
Examining. You said what? What's your question? What you said you got a question?
Who?
What's your question?
Come on, me?
Yeah, you said you had a question.
Yeah, I want you to break down the options you keep telling people that they have. What are you ain't got to go into detail, but what are the other options?
Okay, let me ask y'all something.
In layman's terms.
Okay, I don't know any details. Okay, the question is, Asolo was saying that there's only two ways to get money. That's legally or illegally. And he was saying that the illegal way could be the fastest option, but if you choose to go the legal way, that could be the slowest option. And I was saying that long-term, I don't know, even for sure, but I was thinking this. Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, illegal money doesn't last as long. So you can ask anybody who ever sold drugs before or whatever, and they always pass drug dealers. They have legitimate jobs now. It never lasts as long. Because the money that you make
right.
in the street, you have to use it. You have to use it to make a quick flip back. You get what I'm saying?
So
if you
but that's
whatever,
only
you
if
have
you
to
make it
to
that point.
Money to the
a lot of people lose their freedom
to make
before that. Yeah, you have to make sure you can make it there for. A lot of people don't make. A lot of people end up losing their lives or losing their freedom before they get to the point financially where they can invest in themselves. And you know, when you win the streets like that, you know, greed becomes a part of your life. So you end up wanting more and more and more. You don't know when to get out. That's when a lot of people lose their freedom in life. So that's why it's more the faster
right,
way.
But at that point,
but
it's not,
it has
it's
a lot
not
of consequences.
Because you look at,
right.
You look at all the drug dealers. Look, you look at all the kids now that's quote unquote out here hustling. They make enough to buy Jordans and barely enough to buy Pampers. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly,
so they hustling. They don't even have a hustle mindset. Most people know you hustle
exactly.
in the street. Your profit that you get back, say if you get back $5,000, if you're lucky, you're getting back $5,000, you invest some of that into the street again to get more product. Half of these kids now are blowing it. So, and they're not even getting $5,000. I said, they're making enough just to buy Jordan. So, in that case,
right.
it's better for you to buy, get an actual job or do whatever, you know what I'm saying, to make money. Because at the point you're making, like, you know, they minimum wage drug deals pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, though, brother. Like, you know, you could be out in the street selling all this dope, but, I mean, you're eventually going to lose your life and your freedom. Now, is that worth that fast money? To me, no. I'd rather go get a 9-to-5 with a few side hustles on the side and make my money slow and stack up for the next 5 years and be able to keep everything that I own at the end of them 5 to 10 years in comparison to the other side where I'm getting the money fast, but I'm finna lose my life and my freedom. You see what I'm talking about? So these kids got to choose that option. You know, you either going to get the fast money and lose your life and freedom, or you're going to get the slow money and end up being able to keep everything that you done busted your ass for at the end of that 5 to 10 years. But that's only if you save your money legally. You don't save your money legally. You're working every day for a paycheck for a weekend. That's it. You get what I'm saying? The key is saving your fucking money, whether you're in the streets or you're legally hustling. You have to save your damn money. If you don't, you're just hustling for a weekend. That's the inside. You dig? But, I mean, you got to compare the risk, though. You want a prison cell, do you want a graveyard, or do you want to have shit? You know, do you want to remain free, though? That's the only two options everybody got was getting money. And everybody keeps telling us there's other ways to get money, but they don't never break it down how else you can get money. Because there's only two ways you can make money to invest in yourself. That's a legal hustle or an illegal hustle. There's no other option besides it. Like, straight up.
Well, a lot of times people think that because they don't know the options. So, like, we all been bamboozled in life, period. because we don't know our options, right? A lot of people think, okay, I either got to go to college, play ball, or I got to sell drugs, or I got to do this or do that. There's more options out here. So basically, so another way, if anybody listen, another way that you can make legal money, right, for the people that I know who hustle, who was in the street, they weren't making a lot, right? So if you want to be out there hustling, you might as well have a commission structured job, right? You would make the same amount, if not more, in the beginning, just in the beginning. And that way you don't have to take your money in the street to reinvest that, because you got to think, if you making $500, because that's $500 you made in a day, but then you got to worry about somebody trying to stick you up. You got to worry about big boys trying to pull you over. You know what I'm saying? All that extra stuff. When you can flip $500, I sell furniture right now. You know what I'm saying? I sell furniture now. And I know dudes who are hustling, I make more money than them in one day. Selling furniture legally. But a lot of people just don't know the options out here. They thinking. Say that again?
I respect that, brother. Like, shout out to you for busting your motherfucking ass, man. Shout out to you. That's beautiful, though, man. What you just said right there. That's beautiful, though.
Yeah, man. It's just more so like, and it's something I had to learn, though, too, bro, because this is something like, you weren't given all our options. You know, like, you look at people who are super successful, and you're like, man, how they get there? In order for you to make a educated decision on something, you got to know all the options on the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, you playing a game of cards, you got all your options on the table before you make your move, right? Life is the same exact way. I just feel like for a lot of black people, we only got two cards. We trying to play the best hand, and that's not the case. Like, there's other options out there. We just can't be blind to it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's actually the beautiful thing about this country that we live in, America. It's actually a capitalist country, which means that anybody and their fucking mama can literally start a business now because of the internet. The internet took all excuses out. We can all start a business right now online and make hella money right now, though. Legally, though. Like, everybody could do that in the whole country. Other countries don't have these options like that. See, America's beautiful because of that. Any one of us right now could say, fuck it, I'm going to start my own damn online company, and then boom, bro. We can actually, anybody in America right now, though, could go to, we can get a 9-to-5 job and take $50 out of our paycheck and go garage selling on the weekend, buy something for goddamn $20 at a yard sale, look it up, find out that bitch is selling consistently for $70 online, sell that bitch, make a little profit, and keep flipping like that, just off a 9-to-5 side money hustle. You dig what I'm talking about? And you can make hella damn money. And that's all because of the internet, because this is a capitalist country. I fucking love America, bro. This is the only damn country I know that you could do that literally in the blink of an eye by the press of a button. You can literally become successful. Look at Damon John, the owner of FUBU, though. That motherfucker's a billionaire right now. Hey, like, this shit is beautiful, bro. Like, we live in a country where the press of a button, you can literally become a millionaire, like, by the press of a button. This internet shit changed the game, my dude. You know, and it's beautiful, you know, and I don't take it lightly.
And it's more so, the people just got to know the options out there. So, like I said, if anybody listening, it's like, you got to know all your options. A lot of people make decisions based off, like, the circumstances. And I get that, too, but long-term, short-term doesn't matter. Like, even you said, too, like, reinvesting that money and going to garage stuff, you know what I mean? There's, like, stuff that you can invest in now, make small day trades and shit. Like, there's all types of stuff that people do to make money. And they can quick come up, honestly, a lot of times. Just you got to know all your options and have everything laid out on the table before you make a decision. And the problem is that people can only be as smart as the people in their family. So I urge everybody to go out there. That's why you need to talk to other people. You need to, you know, build relationships, have other conversations, even from people that you think you ain't got nothing in common with, because you might learn something, you know?
Yeah, exactly, though. You know, that's what I'm saying, though, dog. Like, bro, if you don't get out there, bro, like, the problem is a lot of motherfuckers want to lay around and get high all day. You know, they want to sit around and play video games all day. They want to go fuck bitches up and down the street all day, whatever. They don't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday and go garage selling with their partner and sit there and go to garage sales and flip shit over the weekend and make $500 extra. They don't want to get up that early on Saturday, bro. They don't want to do that. So that's where we come into the dilemma at, is that it's all between lazy people and hardworking people. There's only two types of people in the world. There's hardworking people and there's lazy people. Period. It don't matter the color, the gender, none of that. You either lazy or you not. You know what I'm saying? You either hungry or you not. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I agree with that. You know, we having a lot of things at Cheddar's.
Yeah, it's a lot going on over there right now.
Solo was saying.
Solo Shane is only two types of people, lazy people, hardworking people. Cosign. He said this is true. Say radio.
Damn,
that was...
right.
He said what? You know I'm multitasking over here. We gonna get into something.
You're doing a lot.
I know I'm doing a lot. It's Friday. It's Alter Ego, baby. You drop some knowledge. Oh, I drop some jewels. That's much appreciated. We gonna lighten this up. He came over here with my Patron shot. We got to relate, relax, release. You know, we got some new music on here too.
Look, I just flipped the switch. Flip. I don't know nobody else that's doing this. Body start to drop, ayy. Hit the floor. Now they wanna know me since I hit the top, ayy. This a rollie, not a stop. Watch shit, don't ever stop. This a flow that got the block hot. Shit got super hot, ayy. Give me my respect. Give me my respect. I just took it left like I'm ambidex. Bitch, I moved through London with the Euro steps. Got a sneaker deal and I ain't break a sweat. Catch me cause I'm gone. Out of them, I'm gone. High, go from 6 to 23 like I'm LeBron. Serving up a pack, serving up a pack. Niggas pulling gimmicks cause they scared of rap, ay. Funny how they shook, ay. Got you niggas shook. Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look, ay. I'm a bar spitter, I'm a hard hitter. Yeah, I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dark nigga. I'm a wig splitter, I'm a tall figure. I'm a unforgiving, wild ass dog nigga. Something wrong with him, got him all bitter. I'm a bill printer, I'm a grave digger. Yeah, I am what I am. I don't have no time for no misunderstandings again. It's a rollie, not a stop. Watch shit, don't ever stop. Future took the business and ran it for me. I let Ollie take the aisle, told him brand it for me. I get 2 million a pop and that standard for me. Like I went blind, dog, you gotta hand it to me. Gotta give me this shit. Prayed, then I prayed again. Had a moment, but it came and went. Y'all don't wanna play with him. There'll be morning, you like 8 a.m. Pinky ring till I get a wedding ring. Love my brothers, cut them in on anything. And you know it's King Slime, Drizzy Dan. She just said I'm bae, I hit the thizzle dance. Matt Drake shit. Either hand is the upper hand. Got a bubba on my other hand. This shit ain't no 100 bands. No. Palace look like Buckingham. Bills so big, I call them Williams for real. Reasons to go crazy, got a trillion for real. They been trying me, but I'm resilient for real. I can't go in public like civilian for real. And I hardly take offense. Money for revenge, man, that's hardly an expense. I'll hammer checks off of all of my events. I like all the profit, man, I hardly do percents. A big part of me resents niggas that I knew from when I started in this shit. They see what I got and man, it's hard to be content. Fuck what they got going on, I gotta represent. Hey. This a rollie, not a stop. Watch shit, don't ever stop. It's a flow that got the block hot. Shit got super hot.
Full blown. Ron Rich. Prince.
Yo. Moolah. Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. I know what these niggas like, and it ain't my charm. I ain't stupid. stupid, this 250 on my arm. I like money more than dick, nigga, that's a fact. Think pussy's everything? Well, let's have a chat. Ass out, pussy fat, point me to a rich nigga. Move on, Rico, ace me paying for my money, Mitch, nigga. I'ma help him fuck the checkup, I'ma run the business. If your girl don't get it poppin', put me on your wish list. Hit list. Now we sending gifts like if it's Christmas. He say, baby, every day we boilin', I say, swish, swish. Got him callin' nonstop, cause he don't wanna miss this. I said, don't panic, keep the faith, nigga, big bitch, if you know your pussy worth a Benz truck, rich sex. Don't let homie fuck unless it's Benz up, rich sex. Go to DR, get that fat transfer, rich sex. It ain't such a thing as broken handsome, rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex.
Lil' mama says she only fucking on a rich dick. I come in her face and tell her, now you looking rich, bitch. Her friend in the other room, or can I get a witness? We could have some rich sex, can I have no rich kids? Facts, all my bitches have no limits. Fuck her in a helicopter, now she screaming, sky's the limit. Fuck her in a drop top, now she screaming, sky's the limit. Send her back to who she with, now she screaming, why I'm with him down. Lil' mama says she only sucking on a rich dick. Make you put your money where your mouth at, that's some lipstick. Let's fuck on the money before we count that, that's some rich shit. Pussy smell like money when I'm down there, that's some nick shit.
If you know your pussy worth a Benz truck, rich sex. Don't let homie fuck unless it's Benz up, rich sex. Go to DR, get that fat transfer, rich sex. It ain't such a thing as broken handsome, rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. Rich who? Got bricks too. The rich get richer, that's my ritual. Rich crew, link my bitch too. Matt took the wraith, me and Tune flew.
I don't even know where we going these days, where we landing. Queen, where we going again?
To the moon, Alice, the Goon Palace.
We don't get fly, we take flight.
Next stop, New York.
Yeah, you supermodel. Then that ass busting out the bottom. I'ma lose my mind in it. Crazy, I'ma do the obligato. Get the rubbing on my lap, get the chili out the bottom.
Fuck it up. Fuck it up, pussy good, gon' back it up. Pipe up, I'ma pipe up. Make your mind, I done fell in love.
Juicy thing, make the pussy sing. One more time, baby, do it big. Make it cry, come boo hoo this shit. Yeah, you supermodel thing. Turn that ass, bustin' out the bottom. I'ma lose my mind in it.
If I pull up with a Kerry Washington, that's gonna be an enormous scandal. I could have Naomi Campbell, and still might want me a Stormy Daniels. Sometimes you gotta bag the balls up. I call that taking Corey Gambles. Find yourself up in the food court, you might have to enjoy a sample. All these thoughts on Chris and Mingle, almost what got Tristan single. If you don't ball like him or Kobe, guaranteed that bitch gonna leave you. Hey, time is extremely valuable. And I prefer to waste it on girls is basic. That's just some yay shit.
Right now, let's do what we want.
Let's have a threesome, you and a blunt. I love your titties cause they prove I can focus on two things at once.
Supermodel, then that ass busting out the bottom. I'ma lose my mind in it. Crazy, I'ma do the obligato. Get the rubbing on my lap, get the chili out the bottom. Get the chili out the bottom.
Let me hit it raw like fuck the outcome. Ayy, none of us would be here without come. Ayy, if it ain't all about the income. Hey, let me see you go ahead and spend some. Hey, if you driving round in some dry fit. Hey, I'ma think that you the type to dry snitch. If I see you pull up with the three stripes, hey, I'ma fuck around and make you my
lose
bitch.
I'm out of the day. Tell that ass busting out the bottom. I'ma lose my mind in it. Crazy, I'ma do the obligato. Get the rubber on my lap. Get the chini out the bottom. Get the chini.
Bitch, no, I don't. True. And you can hate me all the fuck you want. Okay. Need a whip with the engine in the back so I can stuff you in the fucking front. I take no talking and no fuck shit. You coming at me, that's a dead man walking. Y'all ain't never saying nothing that's above this. Say, I sound like someone, someone I don't know. At least you get them people talking. I mean, I don't got a problem with it. All I know is all I am is me, and I don't gotta copy people. Because a lot of people like to think they know a lot about me, but they don't even know my first name, man. They always rap and I can murk them on my worst day. You heard me rap, well then you must have heard the first place. I'll say you back, make sure you motherfuckers heard me. You heard me rap, well then you must have heard the first place. And the day you come in is the day I take you out, like you got buried on your birthday. No way, I'm not fucking around your so way. How could you fuck this up? I just snapped. They know what the fuck is up. I hope you jump in front of 100 trucks, cause oh God, y'all need to get up off my nuts. Don't got a motherfucker to give to these critics who think they know me. These bitches better get off on my dick and they better blow me. Ain't giving out any debt to these people who think we homies. I ain't talking about no fees or that money, so come and show me what's up. Some people like me and some people won't. True. Give a fuck, well bitch, no I don't. True. And you can hate me all the fuck you want. Okay. Trying to rock the business, bet you hold the witness. How across the oceans used to feature this shit. I ain't playing around with no one else in this bitch. I've been laying it down to instrumentals and shit. Feel like I'm Lil Uzi Vert, bringing hell in this bitch. Yeah, I'm selfish as shit to my haters. Hope you fell in a ditch. And I ain't fucking with you no more. I'm getting so bored. These rappers nowadays are seeming so forced. And no more to y'all. Better than impossible to keep my opinions. Cause y'all trash, man. So on and so forth. And, fuck that shit, y'all talking. Y'all gonna be salty with the blood spill on them. I can wash my hands with the blood still on them. And every single beat is beating down and killed off and not. Got that VA dry, never left behind at no time. I'm living in everyone's dreams, I'm living to die, I'm fine. I made this bread on my fucking stream and it's time for the feeders. I need the shit that I know the money can buy, like happiness and a new necklace. If you disagree, then you don't get it. You ain't even levels away from my presence. Y'all can keep the talk of you stacking up my check. Some people like me and some people won't. True. Give a fuck, well, bitch, no I don't. True. You can hate me all the fuck you want. Okay.
I am not the one to fuck with any beat. It's not the God with that tomato, private or republic.
It's Say It Radio. It's Alter Ego Friday. I'm Miss Sandy. We got Solo. We're live from Cheddar's in Bolingbrook. And let me tell y'all, it's Alter Ego Friday. It's really nice out here. I hope y'all enjoy y'all Friday. Solo and actually my brother Jonathan, they had a really good discussion about, you know, working and how to make that money, what's the consequences of making it legally versus illegally. We had heard Eminem, the greatest, heard some Nonstop by Drake, Nicki Minaj, Kanye West. Y'all, listen, let me tell you something. Me and Solo had a conversation, and it was real, real deep. And I don't know, so if you want to tell your aspect of it, I do want to get into that. And it's about, you know, when you have, we got so much shit going on right now as far as, you know, high-level racism and people are really quick to call somebody else a racist because they view things or they say things a certain way. And Solo, you was called a racist. And those of you guys just listening to Say It Radio, Solo is actually, he's a white man. He's 25, Southern Georgia. Everybody that calls in or listens, they always say, oh, my gosh, I think he sounds black. I thought he was black. He's not black. He was raised, you know, around a lot of blacks and a lot of Hispanics, you know, so he's a, you know, he speaks about of his environment. But this week he was called racist by, I believe, a black man. How did that interaction take place? Do you want to share it with the radio listeners?
I mean, it's very simple, though. It's the fact that I grew up in these communities that everybody keep, you know, they keep in the forefront of the media. I grew up in these damn communities. But what happened was I said some shit just based common sense, you know, that every human has, no matter the color, versus somebody that was stuck on, you know, somebody that was stuck just strictly off color. And what happened was when I spoke some when I asked the conversation, and, you know, his mind was stuck on strictly color. He couldn't quite see past that. So what happened was I ended up being called a racist. But what he forgot to do was actually just sit back and actually think about what I asked him. And instead of answering me with a real common sense answer, he went straight to the word racist. And I'm like, oh, man. Dude, I've known this dude for like 5 years, though. You dig it? I'm like, damn, bro. It's like that. Damn, I didn't even fuss at him though, dog, because I understand where he's at though. You know, he can't see past the pigment of, you know, nobody. And sadly, that's 98% of the world, America today. You dig? It's kind of sad though. But yeah, he couldn't see past it. You know, no matter how much common sense, you know, he couldn't grasp it. So, you know, instead of me fussing at him and you know getting all like that, I tried to make him understand what I was asking. I tried to push him into the common sense thing, but he wouldn't step in the circle though. So I had to bag off and just let him, you know, do what he do. But I still love him, man. No little loss, doing nothing like that. It just, I don't know.
Yeah, you know
that
what?
Shit was crazy though.
You know, I'm a black woman, and you know, we got there's a lot of things that's going on in our country as a whole. I can't even say our community. It's just our country where there's a lot of racist activities out here, blatant racism. You probably get numb and thinking that everything that you don't like or is said against you or you disagree with, and that it's coming from a person of a different race or whatever, you want to quickly label it and stereotype it just because of the world that, well, our country where it is right now. But we have to be like mindful and not absorb that kind of quick reaction. We have to be able to listen to each other, to communicate, and understand where the other person is coming from. And that only can take place if you have, you know, just real conversation. Real conversation, real communication consists of listening and also more so reacting to what the other person has said. Not everybody's in that space. Everybody's in there, you know, what's in it for me, what I'm trying to do, and Dan, what you're trying to do. So, in essence, we talked about, like, there's solutions, you know, and Dirty had mentioned, you know, there's the legal way and the illegal way to make money, and in the illegal way is faster. I get the analogy, but I think there's more solutions to that. There's other options. And on the race,
like what?
You know, when you're interacting with somebody of a different race, there's other options. You know, there's other things. It's not black or white. There's other things in there, but it's two people that want to really find the other options. Because some people, they're so dead set in their ways and what's in it for me. And that's why I know we have the disconnection we do in our country, because so many people are so dead on how they want things that they're not even open to look at different things, whether that they're on they're stuck in their frame of mind because past experiences, because of whatever. We said in the prior show, on Monday's show, that sometimes we look at social media and we absorb everything that's negative that's happening social media as our own, then we have that same – we absorb that anger as if it just happened to us, so we're going to, you know, take a stand on it one way or the other. And we just have to be mindful. Oh, my gosh, we got to be mindful just to be open to look and explore all solutions and options. And we don't do that. We don't do that in the corporate world. I've experienced that in the corporate world, way or no way, as if there was no other options available. And, you know, I just, you know, that just doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, it is what it is.
Business,
you got to grow with it. Sometimes
business is different.
What did you say?
You're talking about the corporate world. That's business. They only see green. They only see how the fuck people's going to come to them and spend money. That, I don't necessarily agree with people talking about corporate racism. That they only see fucking green in corporate. First off, they don't. That's the only
right.
color they know about is green. They want the money.
Right.
They want to know. They want to have a structured bill where people are coming there and spend their money. So I don't really agree with corporate racism. Every other racism, cool, I get it. But corporate, them motherfuckers only know green.
Right, but you know, then you get the corporations. They try to preach we're diversity, we're about diversity, we're about growth, we're about this.
That's,
we're
that's because
this,
of the laws.
Open to this.
The laws tell them
huh?
that if they don't have a certain amount of. The laws tell corporate nowadays that if they don't have a certain amount of diversity in their business, that they could be shut down. That's actually a law that got made from all the prior protests in the past. That they literally have to have a certain amount of other culture, other race of people working for their business, or they could get shut down. That is literally a law, and I will actually go find you the law after the show. I have to go look it up again because I didn't save it. I got to go back and find it. But it's actually a law that was made because of past protests and racist problems in the country that every business now is required to have that certain diversity in their business, or they could be in fucking trouble. They could get sued and shit. They have a whole civil thing going on. They could actually get sued and have to pay a lot of money out. So it's actually a law now
right.
because
so
of all the past.
They're token ethnic, you know, people sprinkled in here and there.
Yeah.
And
right.
just to, you know, and which is sad, you know, because that's still.
No, I mean, it actually
law,
hurts
not,
black people, though. It actually hurts black people more than anybody, because now if somebody does own a corporate company and it's a racist white person that owns it, now they're forced to hire blacks and Spanish or whatever. They're forced to hire them people, which means they don't really want them there, which means they're going to treat them like shit while they're there. So who the fuck that really ends up hurting is actually the black people. So all the civil rights people and all the democratic people that voted them laws in back in the day, they actually didn't know that they was really hurting their own people because of that, because now they're forcing racist white companies to actually hire black people that they don't want there. So they're going to treat them like shit. It actually was a reverse effect, and Democrats didn't see that back then when they was passing these laws as officials and government officials and all that. They didn't understand what they was doing. They thought they was getting freedom and rights and all that shit. But what they didn't realize is, like, look, if you throw me into the damn ocean right now with great whites, I mean, what the fuck you think going to happen, though? They don't want me in their ocean shit. They think I'm fucking food. You know, they going to eat me the fuck up, right? So why the fuck would I want to go over there? So it was a whole reverse psychology thing where the Democratic Party and the civil rights people back in the day thought they was doing something good, but it really ended up fucking up their whole culture, because they forced them into places where nobody wanted them at. They forced them into racist establishments that the racist people that own them establishments didn't want. I mean, why the fuck would you want to be over there with a racist in a company when you can go down the street to a damn company that'll welcome you with open arms and actually treat you worth the fuck? I mean, you know, I don't understand where people bitch about this racist place when there's a bunch of places that ain't racist. Go work over there. You know, but nah, they rather tunnel vision and just focus on this racist place over. You can't fix. There's always going to be racist people, though. I mean, that shit going to happen to the end of humankind. Like, it's going to be there. So you got to just – it's the same with gay and straight people, though. Like, why the fuck do gay people keep walking into Christian establishments wanting them to do business, and then when they tell them no, they go to the media and blow every fucking thing up and get them motherfuckers fined and thrown in jail and shit when they knew what they was walking into? They knew the beliefs. You know, it's that type of – that liberal shit like that, but I don't fuck with it all, though, because now
you are literally trespassing
on these people's lives and shit,
know.
And it's not right.
Sometimes you do not know. You think, you know, like a company or an establishment, they're saying, yeah, we're welcome, we're fair, we're this, we're fair and this. Like, oh, I believe it. This is great. And then you get hit and like, no, what we said, we didn't really mean for you to go out there and do it. Cause, you know, we just said it because, you know, as you're saying, by laws, we got to say this. We got to tell you this. But
so then why stay?
We didn't mean for you to actually go do it. So my thing
then
is
why
you go back and say, if you are going to be a racist, if you're going to be, then you need to speak your truth, live your truth, to be who the fuck you are, and then own it. But do not don't send
no,
that
but see, racists are cowards,
and
though.
Then people buy that.
People don't understand that. Racists are cowards, Sandy. Racists are cowards. They don't, it, no matter if you're black, white, Mexican, Asian, if you're a racist, you're a coward anyway. So you're not going to have no honor. You're not going to stand up and be who the fuck you truly are out in public. You're not going to do that. Racists are coward people. That's how they operate. They're not going to do that shit in your face like that. They're not going to just blatantly come out and say, look, I don't fucking like your kind here. They don't do that. They're going to hide it
and treat you a certain way. A lot of them, they are starting to come out and just be who they are and speak who they are. I mean,
y'all should be happy. We should be happy about that, though.
No, no.
So now we know.
I was like, wow. But I appreciate that and respect that a lot more because I'd rather know
so now we can stay the fuck away from
them. I know how to react. And, yeah, I get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So don't sell me a representative or sell me these false dreams, and then, you know what I'm saying, then I try to cash in or try to hold you accountable for what was said or try to take advantage of all the opportunities that you said, and then I get, you know, blasted. I'm like, well, that's what you said, though. But I admit
hey,
it.
Sandy,
you should have said this is a lie.
Do you know how many
yeah.
black-owned businesses there are in America now? Have you ever tallied it up?
I don't know the number. I don't know
it's
the number.
It's a lot. It is a lot. Now,
mm-hmm.
do you think, now, just to tell you this shit, though, like, do you not think that's fucking crazy, considering where the hell the past of this country came from, that there's a shitload of black-owned companies and a shitload of black CEOs out here that's their own boss? Do you not understand how goddamn beautiful that shit is, but the whole goddamn country is focused on this other side over here that's this fucking small? White people are the minority in this country.
Well, I mean, well, you're right.
And
you're
we're
going right.
to focus on that side. We don't focus on the other side.
Right. The focus on the other side.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to focus on that. And that's something to reflect on. As you said, we see so much negativity. I see so much negativity. So that's what I speak about. And even not just on social media. And I feel the negativity within my own personal life. So that's what I speak about. And y'all, who's going to pray for me? I'm going to experience some good shit, some beautiful things. And I'm going to share that as well, because I will yell about that, scream about that as I experience it. At this present time, I haven't experienced that much, you know, good shit. But the good shit I am doing right now is I'm out with my family celebrating my mom's retirement. We've come a long way, and I'm appreciate this moment. I'm with family. I got my oldest son here, Malik. Oh, my gosh. He got away from the hurricane out in South Carolina. So he's here, and I got my son. And I'm like, I'm having a great time. That's why I really want to do Say It Radio. But I don't think we're going to be on for the whole 2 hours. I got a double shot of Patron in there that is going to waste the table. But I wanted to get this in tonight. And, you know, I'm just we got to enjoy the moment. And Dirty, I was going to call you Dirty. Solo, formerly known as Dirty. I hope you get out the house. Enjoy. Life is too short. We got to go out there. I want you to go out there and spit some more music. We got to play that. We got to play some your old stuff on there, too. Get some new music. It's a new day. We got to celebrate. We're not going to focus on the negative because there's so much negativity out there. You want to leave us with some positive things that's going on right now. Speak that. Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to leave this on the positive note.
Yeah, the positive shit I got going on is I mind my motherfucking business. I stay to my goddamn self. Therefore, I have no fucking problems like that because I don't fuck with no damn body. That is the key to motherfucking life right there. Don't fuck with a goddamn soul because motherfuckers ain't shit no more. Stay to your motherfucking self. Worry about you and your close family's fucking life and fuck everybody else. Period. That is how the fuck you stay alive in this new age. That's how the fuck you live peacefully in this new age. Fuck everybody that ain't loving you. Fuck them all. Fuck them all. Fuck them all. Straight up.
He said, Lord, Lord, Lord. Fuck them all.
Right. Fuck them all. Three times.
You know what? Friday. And you don't want to maybe fuck them all, but you know, because it's
no,
good people.
No, fuck them all. If they don't
in.
Love you, fuck them all. If they
okay,
don't love
okay,
you, fuck them
that.
All. Only the ones that love you.
I got
don't fuck them, but fuck everybody else.
I got that. I got that. I get it. Y'all. We gonna, you know what, you know, oh, we gonna play some Wiz Khalifa, this Indica Badu. It's about weed, but y'all listen to the bass. Look, listen to the music. Just listen to the flow. Get you in that zone.
I'm about to hang up anyway, so it's all good.
Yeah. Enjoy y'all Friday. Get out there.
You
having
too much
fun
over there.
I know. That's the goal.
And shout out
that's
to Mama for retiring and all that, though. You know, shout out to that. Shout out to your son for making it from the hurricane and all. That's beautiful, you know. I'm glad everybody's straight and all that. Y'all just enjoy your motherfucking night, man. Stop trying to be all goddamn boozy and shit, man. Turn up, goddammit. Enjoy your motherfucking night, you dig? And just, hey, man, wild out.
Wild out. That's the plan. Say it, radio.
Yo, this is Nappy Boy Radio Live with your boy T-Pain. We love rap music. Listen, we got a caller on line one. Caller, what's your problem?
Hello. I'm on radio T-Pain.
How's it going?
Ain't going good. My girl ain't doing a thing she used to do at all.
I got just what you need. Brand new Chris Brown, T-Pain. You heard it here first. Nappy Boy Radio. We love you.
My damn drink. Let me go enjoy my family and friends. It's my mother. Oh, good night. That was my mom. She's having a good time. We having a good time. Oh my son. Oh yeah. I'm in a la la land right now. La la. But anyway, tune in Monday. Stay Radio. What is Monday today? Monday's date is the 16th. Tune in. 17th. They're sending me off. Okay, 17th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Nice to meet you. See you again.
Okay, you tomorrow working out?
Yes.
There you go. Where's the go? I do got. I do have. I think you. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Enjoy your weekend. Have a safe weekend. But have fun.